Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Department of Health and Human Services announced today it is reinstating federal work requirements for people on food assistance. Starting October 1st, able-bodied adults without dependents will have to work at least 20 hours a week to keep getting food stamps. Those requirements had been suspended since 2002 because of high unemployment rates in the state. Now, of course, the unemployment level is much lower. The state began reinstating work requirements in 14 counties last year. Now all the counties in Michigan will be included. Here to talk more about this is Markel Miller. She's the Director of Community Food Programs with Food Gatherers. So what more can you tell us about this reinstated work requirement?
Sure. Thanks for having me on today. I think what's important to realize about this work requirement is that it doesn't affect that many people. I think many people are going to maintain their benefits and not see anything that impacts their assistance. However, for the people that are subject to the work requirement, it can be pretty disruptive to getting food on the table. We want to make sure people are able to get fed and access those benefits they may be eligible for. One thing we learned about from rolling it out here in Washtenaw County is that many people may be exempt from the work requirement but have to work with their caseworker to update their information on file so that they can maintain benefits.
Well, your group and Food Gatherers and the University of Michigan Taubman College of Architecture and Urban Planning looked into the local impact of work requirements for those receiving benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. What did you guys find?
Yeah, so we found through a research project we did last year, as you mentioned, in partnership with the University of Michigan, that many people that were subject to the work requirement didn't know that they could volunteer to maintain eligibility if they were having trouble finding employment.
You mean doing volunteer work?
Volunteer work, yep. So volunteering at a nonprofit and then counting those hours and updating your case with the Department of Health and Human Services, those volunteer hours count towards meeting the work requirement so people could maintain eligibility. And so we found that many people weren't aware about that. And one of the lessons learned was getting the word out about the work requirement really helped connect people to opportunities to maintain eligibility. And that was really important for minimizing the impact.
I wanted to ask you, what kind of restrictions are there for receiving food assistance through SNAP?
So it's an income-eligible program, so people have to meet federal income guidelines, and those are not adjusted for different costs of living. And so for a place like Washtenaw County, where there's higher wages and higher costs of living, many people are not eligible for SNAP benefits. They're going to have to meet those federal income thresholds.
So are there limits to how long you can be on it or things like that?
No, as long as you maintain those income eligibility guidelines, you can maintain eligibility for the program.
So what are your main concerns as this new work requirement is reinstated?
That it's going to cause a lot of confusion for people that are potentially eligible to maintain benefits, and they may not have access to a computer or they may face other barriers, and it's hard to update their case. For instance, someone who's struggling with homelessness, they may be exempt from the work requirement because of their current situation, but they're going to have to communicate that and get paperwork to their caseworker so that they can maintain benefits. Someone who may be temporarily injured and unable to work, they're going to be exempt from the work requirement, but again, they're going to have to work with their caseworker to get their case updated to maintain benefits. So it's disruptive for people that are already facing barriers to employment, and we want to make sure that they can maintain benefits that they're eligible for.
When you say working with their caseworker, do they have to go somewhere, or is this something that can be done over the phone? How will they have to deal with that?
That's a great question. So a lot of times people do meet with their caseworker in person. The Department of Health and Human Services has updated their website. It's called My Bridges, and it does now allow for papers to be submitted through the online portal, even by taking a photo through your phone. So there are easier ways, but not everyone has access to computers or has that computer literacy to do it themselves. So we really try to encourage people to working with community nonprofits that are navigation partners, and they can help those individuals who may not have those skills to update their cases.
I imagine that in some rural counties, or even Washtenaw County, you keep mentioning, that could be the travel to see a caseworker could be a real burden if you don't have access to transportation.
Absolutely.
Many people believe if you can work, you should work as a condition of getting food or any other kind of assistance. In fact, they're talking about possibility of this spreading to Medicaid in Michigan. What do you say to that?
Well, the reality is that many people who can work do work. SNAP there is there as a way to help people stay on their feet, stay housed, and be able to bounce back from temporary unemployment. The majority of SNAP benefits and SNAP households have a child, have someone with a disability, have a senior in them. So there's really a small percentage of SNAP going to households that have, single adults in them. And of those households, they're working. Many of them, the vast majority of them are working within the year of receiving SNAP benefits. So the whole purpose and the goal of the SNAP program is to really make sure that people can bounce back if they lose a job or they're in kind of temporary underemployment and not earning enough to make ends meet.
So how many people are actually going to be affected by these new reinstated work requirements?
So they're estimating about 67,000 are going to be affected by these work requirements. And so it's important for those people to get connected to employment opportunities so that they can maintain their benefits.
Markell Miller is the Director of Community Food Programs with Food Gatherers. Thanks very much for telling us about this.
Thank you.